Oh, remember those old math questions you had in algebra class, where water is entering a container at a certain rate and leaving at a different rate, and you need to figure out when it will be empty? Well, that concept is critical to the Mark Watney Doesn't Die project I'm working on. I need to create calories, and I need enough to last 4 years. I figure if I don't get rescued by Ares 4, I'm dead anyway. So that's my target. 4 years. I've plenty of multivitamins, over double what I need, and there's 5 times the minimum protein in each food pack. So careful ration of proportions take care of my protein need for at least 4 years. My general nutrition is taken care of. I just need calories. I need 1,500 calories every day. I have 400 days of food to start off with. So how many calories do I need to generate per day along the entire time period to stay alive for 1,400 days total, the time till Ares 4 arrives? I will spare you the math. The answer is a cool 1,000. I need to create 1,000 calories per day with my farming efforts to survive until Ares 4 get here. Actually, a little more than that, because it's so 25 right now and I haven't actually planted anything yet. With my 62 square meters of farmland, I will be able to create about 288 calories per day. I need to bring that up to 1,000. I need 4 times my current plant's production to survive. I need more surface area for farming, and I need water to hydrate the soil. So let's take the problems one at a time. How much farmland can I really make? There are 92 square meters in a half. Let's say I could make use of all of it. Also, there are 5 unused bunks. Let's say I put soil in on them, too. They are 2 square meter each, giving me 10 more square meter, so we are up to 102. The hab have 3 lab tables, each about 2 square meter. I want to keep one for my own use, leaving 2 for the course. That's another 4 square meter, bringing the total to 106. I have 2 Martian rovers. They have pressure seals, allowing the occupants to drive in ease, without spacesuit, you know. As they spend a long period traveling the surface, they are too cramped to plant crops in, and I want to be able to drive them around anyway, but both rovers have an emergency pop tent. There are a lot of problems with using pop tent as farmland, but they have 10 square meters of floor space each. Presuming I can overcome the problems, they net me another what's that? 20 square meter, yes, that's the number, bringing the farmland up to 126. 126 square meters of farmland, that's something to work with. Not nearly enough water to moisten the soil, but like I said, one thing at a time. The next thing to consider is how efficient I can be in growing potatoes. I based my crop yield estimates on a potato industry back on the But potato farmers aren't in the desperate race of survival like I am. Can I get a better yield? For starters, I can give attention to each individual plant. I can trim them and keep them healthy and not interfering with each other. Also, as their flowering bodies breach the surface, I can replant them deeper, then plant younger plants above them. For normal potato farmers, it's not worth doing because they are working with literally millions of potato plants. Also, this sort of farming annihilates the soil. Any farmer doing it won't turn the land into a dust bowl within 12 years. It's not sustainable, but who give a shit? I just need to survive 4 years. I estimate I can get 50% higher yields by using these tactics, and with a 126 square meter farmland, just over double the 2062 square meter I have, it works out to be over 900 calories per day. That's real progress. I'll still be in danger of starvation, but it gets me in a range of survival. I might be able to make it by nearly starving but not quite dying. I could reduce my calorie use by minimizing manual labor. I could set a temperature of the hab higher than normal, meaning my body expends less energy keeping its temperature. I could cut off an arm to and eat it, gaining my valuable calories and reducing my overall caloric need. No, not really. So let's say I could clear up that much farmland. Seems reasonable. Where do I get the water? To go from 62 to 126 square meters of farmland and 10 centimeter deep, I will need 6.4 more cubic meters of soil, and that will need over 250 liters of water. The 50 liters I have is for me to drink if the water reclaimer breaks. So I'm 250 liters short of my 250 liters goal. Blah, I'm going to bed.